My dad got killed when I was one. My mother was a gangster, but she also was on dope. You know what I'm saying? So I come from a crazy household. And so my young version of me, I was young and wild. Mm-hmm. I had no remorse on life because I didn't have nobody, you know, to guide me. Mm-hmm. And so I tell people I went from shooting people to shooting people.
Hey, what the name of this show?
I Talk Great.
I Talk Great.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you, I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams, with the I Talk Great podcast. And we are here today. What's going on, my brother?
Man, all is well, man. First of all, I want to thank you for having me here.
Yes.
I want to thank you for having a platform for, you know, people to get their voice off and do what they do to inspire and motivate the people. So I just want to let you know I'm proud of you first.
I appreciate that, man. That's a lot of love. Man, you had the same energy, I ain't going to front, when we met at the Wealth Connect.
Yeah.
You had that same kind of energy out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's like my
that
only way.
Yeah, that genuine energy.
Yeah.
But you was in a room with a lot of heavy hitters, man. How'd you get in there like that?
Because I'm him. I mean, when it comes to content, I've been doing content for so long.
Uh-huh.
And really just inspiring the people and helping the people. So whenever most people have events and they think of content, they think of us first.
Okay. Yeah. Worldwide or just where you from originally?
I'm from Chicago. But I live in Atlanta.
Okay, you from the Chi-Town?
Yeah, but when it come to content, we don't play.
You don't play with that?
Nah. This my birthright right there.
Okay. Yeah. So you say you from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So just give us a little rundown on like your childhood and stuff like that. Because I was looking at your page.
Yeah.
Saw some thuggy stuff. Like you was a thug back in the day.
I mean, I come from none but gangsters, right?
Okay.
And so my daddy was a gangster. My dad got killed when I was one. My mother was a gangster, but she also was on dope. You know what I'm saying? So I come from a crazy household. And so my young version of me, I was young and wild. Mm-hmm. I had no remorse on life because I didn't have nobody, you know, to guide me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people I went from shooting people to shooting people, you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bah, bah. Yeah. Okay, so you said your dad passed away when you were 1 year old?
Yeah, he got shot in the head.
Damn. Yeah. So, like, okay, did your mom ever, like, put you in any kind of, like, therapy? Or did you just have to?
Nah, my mom, she needed therapy her damn self. So.
Okay. So what time frame was this?
My whole life. You know, so my youth was wild. So my mother was on dope all the way into the 10 years, probably like 8 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what age were you when you realized like, yo, this the wild, wild west?
I was born into it. So it's like, it ain't like you understand that it's the wild, wild west. You just a part of the environment and it's the way of life.
Okay.
And so I never noticed until later on, like, dang, what I was doing is crazy,
mm-hmm.
but it was fun to me.
So really?
You hanging out with your homeboys, y'all doing crazy stuff. People respect you because of who you are and how you stand on stuff. So for me, I didn't know no difference.
Okay. So what was like your school like?
I stayed suspended.
Okay. So do you think you were acting out psychologically because you didn't have a male figure? Did you have anybody that stepped in for you like as a...
Yeah, well, who saved my life was my mentor. Like, so my life, mm-hmm. like a random stranger out of nowhere came and saved my life. That's why I'm on the right path I am now in life.
Really?
But if it wasn't for him, I would have been a goner.
How old were you when this random
like
stranger...
15.
15?
Yeah, I got emancipated at 15, so I was a legal adult at 15.
Okay, so you got locked up.
I mean, I stayed locked up, but I had to be able to move around. I couldn't move around. So my mom, she signed for me to get emancipated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your first charge looking like? Can you talk about that?
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like,
and then all my stuff was mostly assault cases.
Why do you think that was, though?
Because I didn't play. I didn't play about my name.
So, like, if a kid picked on you,
We teenagers. It wasn't about picking on nobody. It was just, I just didn't stand for disrespect. So it wasn't even.
What year was this though?
This was my teenage years.
I ain't trying to put your age out there, but.
I mean, I'm 31, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So yeah, no, that sounds about right. Cause I ain't gonna front, cause I grew up from New York.
Yeah.
So back around, I graduated like around 1999. So y'all generation,
2009.
Yeah, y'all generation. As I was leaving, like Jamaica High School, like we are only accustomed to jumping mugs. You know what I mean? We wasn't really trying to shoot nobody, kill nobody. You know, we pull up with like four or five guys. Yo, you had hands. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was it.
Yeah.
But as I was transitioning out of school, that's when the younger generation was. Clack, clack, clack.
Yeah, I mean, it was just you ain't know no better. But it's mm-hmm. it's like, man, I'm with it all. And so, yeah.
What kind of music were you listening to? Do you think the music had an influence as well?
Not just my environment. It wasn't even a music. I mean, you know, the music was wild turn anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
when
yeah.
We had the crunk era. Like, so it was the crunk era.
Okay.
So some little scrappy, we some here, was like all that type stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it was just the environment.
Okay.
So it wasn't no about music. I was just throwed off because I ain't had none.
Yeah. Yeah. So where were you when you found the mentor that changed your life?
Man, the crazy thing about it, my brother, he was attempting to get me in a church.
Mm-hmm.
I went with it, you know. And then my mom, she put me out of her house at 13.
Okay.
And so when my mom put me out of her house at 13, I was running wild. And then I ended up meeting my mentor at a church when my brother let me go to church. And when I went there, he was teaching the youth a thing called Tools to Empowerment. So he was teaching the youth business.
Okay.
And I kind of like gravitated. So I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. But I didn't know my brother was reached out to him and asked him to take me in. You know, and that man at that time was he was in school to be an entertainment lawyer.
Okay.
You know, and so he started just molding me on business and getting me right mentally. You know, it took a long time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know, but when it finally clicked, it clicked.
Click. So did you finish school?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. So what did you do after high school?
I went to school. I went to college.
So you went to college?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to college for this?
Yeah, for content, yeah.
Wow, okay. That's interesting.
I was 20 facing 20, so I kind of got kicked out of college.
Hold on. You was 20 facing 20?
Yeah.
See, you throwing stuff out there real quick.
Yeah, I caught a case.
Another case?
Yeah, I saw it with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, all of that.
Kidnap?
Yeah, it was crazy.
What the hell?
You know.
Okay.
Principles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at that time, when did it click to say, okay, you know what?
Then, that was it. I was 20 facing 20. And the blessing for me is, like I said, my mentor at that time, he already graduated, so he was an entertainment lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So when he found my lawyer happened to used to be the prosecutor in that county.
Okay.
And so everybody in the court office, everybody was his friends.
Mm.
So for some reason, I got blessed and he was able to turn it from all of that to a misdemeanor marijuana possession.
Okay.
And I told God, if he get me out of this,
yeah,
I'm taking it. Taking that second chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from that, I appreciated life more because, you know, when you young and dumb doing stuff, you don't realize how important it is.
No, facts.
You know, and then...
Especially if you had no father figure to kind of
no
guide
figures,
you
no no
the
mother figure, no father figure, no parents, figure,
no aunties, no uncles, no nothing.
Nah, everybody, my whole family stole off my grandma, but she died when I was 8. So
you first generation doing it big?
Yeah, 100%.
Because I saw you Forbes list.
Yeah,
that's a major.
Yeah,
come
I did
up,
that
bro.
In oh, I did that in 2017 though. That's old.
That's old. Okay, so you spent all that or?
Huh?
You spent all that, like,
Nah, it's just 2017. Yeah, you know, I'm like okay. A lot of these people y'all see now, just now. That's old.
That was old school. Okay. Damn. So, what was your college like? Like, why did you feel like you needed college to do content?
Nah, it just happened that way. I didn't feel like I needed to. It just like, mm-hmm. what's next? You know. And I'm like, okay, cool. I was already great. I was already making money. You know, some money from it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I needed it. It was just like, what's next? But when I got there, I realized that they only want to make me an employee. Mm. But I ain't that. I don't got that mindset. Any job I ever had, I got fired for insubordination.
Okay. You know how to follow rules?
No, people don't know. The people that put the rules take the power to their head, and I don't know how to follow that.
Okay.
I understand how to, you know, stay on the path. But if you take the power to your head and misuse it, I don't know how to do that.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you. So you say you already had some talent within the content space before the school.
What were you doing? Because I was like at 13, 14, I was doing graphics on the side. That's why I say content saved my life.
Because I was
doing it like nonstop. I wanted to be a artist. And
a rap artist.
Yeah. Okay. And so a guy was making a mixtape cover, mm-hmm. and he took too long. So I asked him, can he give me the program that he was using?
Yeah.
And it happened to be Photoshop. And so everything started just building. I didn't stop.
Yeah. Okay. So you said you wanted to be an artist. You spitting bars? Bars?
No, I was trash. I thought I was good. You know, some people like, I was hard. I was trash.
You said you were trash? I like the transparency.
You know, I just was doing it, but I was technical with stuff. I just like gadgets and toys, you know, because I ain't never had none. So it's when it come to gadgets and toys, I think that's what it was.
Okay. So you had the creativity.
Yeah.
So when did you say, okay, I got creativity, I have to understand the business as well?
I learned the business. I was part of a artist career in 2013,
mm-hmm.
and we all exploded, right? So we all exploded. And at that moment, I didn't realize the business side. And so I think going into 2016, 17, I really started understanding business. 2018, I actually put out a book called Broke Creatives Don't Make Money, Learn the Business of Being a Creative. Mm. I put out a whole book to teach creatives how I made my first $1 million, right? And how to put creativity second and business first. So I say it's 90% business and 10% creative. Most people think it's 90% creative and 10% business.
Yeah.
And so I learned the business side of things and fell in love, and that's why I was able to scale further than a lot of my creative peers.
Okay. Why do you think people get so caught up in the talent versus the business aspect of it, though?
Because they don't know no better. It's like you just good at what you do, so that's all you're thinking about.
You don't
know that it's a whole nother world behind it.
Yeah.
Every single person that you ever seen make it to a level that was unrealistic to where they came from is because they learned the business.
Mm.
The talent itself always got screwed over along the way.
No, facts.
And so,
no, you right. The locks know about that. You know,
But Diddy doing good, though. They just got their joints back.
Yeah. I saw that. Diddy being charitable.
It's just over time. Sorry, he done made so much.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He done did his dude.
Facts. So where did you get your feet started first when you got into the content? What was you shooting? What was
music videos. I was shooting music videos. And I started with an artist 2013 named K-Camp.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Camp. Okay,
I was part of his whole career. From zero.
Okay.
From nobody know to,
That's dope.
Yeah.
So you said you reached your first million at what age?
That's 2017.
2017. So walk us through that journey. How'd you reach your first million doing content?
Man, it was dope. I understood my value. And then I also understood how to leverage, right?
Yeah.
And at that time too, I wasn't buying nothing. I was stacking. But also a lot of people don't realize when you make $1 million, the overhead, the cost to make the $1 million cost a lot. You know, and so a lot of people don't understand it. They think, oh, you make $1 million, then that's you up. It's spend more. You got to keep spending. It don't stop. You spend
keep
more.
Spending.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was you spending on?
Advertisement, marketing, equipment, films, partnerships.
Mm. Partnerships.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you saying you have to pay for certain partnerships or?
Yeah. You skipped the line. Last year alone, I spent $194,000 on personal development because of the relationships I wanted to get.
Wow. So who were some of the partnerships were you building with, if you could say?
A lot of people.
Like who? Like this man trying to keep the tea?
Nah, I just don't be name dropping a lot.
Okay.
You see me with them.
Yeah. No. You're absolutely right about that, bro. I realized that as being a podcaster, you know, doing it, and I was just on a hamster wheel, not realizing that, I have the talent to talk and make people laugh, but you gotta understand the business because when people see that you don't know it, they'll try to capitalize off you.
Yeah, they just won't talk to you about it.
Yeah.
So it's like the unknown is the unknown.
No, facts.
And I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs, you know, they just getting started. And since a lot of people started their business in 2021.
Yeah.
I started mine in 2011. So it's a difference. So I understand longevity. I understand how to treat people.
You got some seasoning in it.
Yeah, I understand, you know, how to, you know, weather the storms because they always gonna come.
Okay. So what kind of content would you say you wouldn't want to capture?
I wouldn't want to?
Yeah.
Anything that goes against my integrity.
Okay. So nothing like pranks, because you saw that that female pranker, I think she got hit with a brick.
I mean, I don't even play like that, so I wouldn't even.
So you wouldn't capture nothing like that?
I mean, my team probably would, but I wouldn't. Like, it just.
But do you think that still reflects on, like, your brand, though?
If
your
team it's not us in front of the camera, like, okay, playing with people like that. Because we wouldn't be in front of the camera playing like that.
No. Okay. So what do you think? Because she was saying, like, okay, you know, nobody didn't step in and help her.
That's her fault. She, I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know if it was a woman that hit a woman or a man.
No,
that hit a woman.
It was a male that hit her with a brick.
Yeah, he wrong. He would have seen God after that. But
okay, so you would have jumped in and tried to help if you were there.
I wouldn't been there.
Okay. So you the boss in terms of, like, you're delegating now. You're not actually behind a camera.
I am with certain people.
Okay.
I am, but I delegate a lot. But I am behind the scenes with certain people due to the fact that content, you get to be with the CEOs, and you get to see them at their most vulnerable moment, and you get to build the strongest connection with them.
Okay. So you said you started off with, like, artists. What made you switch from artists to now, like, business owners and stuff like that?
I went from artists to shooting movies to helping creatives to just realizing that my passion is just helping entrepreneurs in a sense. And so I just went to entrepreneurs.
What made you stop there, though?
I didn't stop there. It's just where we at right now.
Yeah.
Like, my whole.
What made you want to get there, though? What made you want to go to?
Because I was an entrepreneur the whole time.
Okay.
You know, I was ahead of my curve. Yeah. And I was, at that moment too, I was behind one of the biggest entrepreneurs in the black market, in the black online space. And I just seen how easy it was to blow them up.
Mm. So what did you see that was missing from the entrepreneurial space that you said, yo, I know I could add the flavor?
It was the same thing that I put into the artist space. It's the same. It's the same exact formula.
Really?
Yeah. So I just moved a formula from the artist side, blowing up artists, to blowing up entrepreneurs. It's the same thing. It's a thing called ACT, right? First you build awareness, right? And then you build connection, and then you build trust, right? Mm. And so the content itself allow whoever I put in front of it to do that.
Okay. So how are you building the trust when it comes to, like, the business owners and stuff?
Well,
like
it's them and how they relate to who they serving. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, let's be as vulnerable and transparent as possible, and let's show ups, downs. Let's actually think what the people need, and let's give them what they need, but show it from you. You know, a lot of people come online and they just want to show off what they got.
Yeah.
And so that's a big disconnection. You'll get clients, but you'll get the clients that only serve money and not serve to make a difference.
Mm.
And so it's about who you are and you showing up as you.
Okay.
You know,
not me going to rent a Lambo and.
Yeah, if that ain't you, that we ain't gonna do that.
Okay.
And we ain't gonna play like that.
All right.
You know, it's you being your authentic self, and you're gonna serve the people that you meant to serve, because if you go do all of that extra stuff, you gotta keep it up, and it ain't really you. So you will never become your authentic self, because that is not you.
Okay. So how do you work with somebody that's an introvert and it's like, I don't really want to be on the camera. I ain't trying to be all in the limelight.
Then that wouldn't be my client.
Okay. So there's no way to coach to that.
It is, but if you're not open, and you can't coach nobody that's not open.
No, facts.
Now, if you're an introvert and you willing to make a difference, you willing to get in front of the camera, you willing to start, then that's different than somebody who's totally not with it.
Yeah. Okay. So, did you have somebody say, hey, let me reach out their hand to you and coach you to get you to be vulnerable and open up your lifestyle?
No, I just always been open. Like, I've just always been me. Like, this same person, I've been like this my whole life.
Okay.
You know, and I feel like your story is what makes the world different. How you come into the world and how I touch people and how I encourage people, how I give them their superpower or help them find their superpower, mm-hmm. it always been me. Mm-hmm. You know, but for a decade, I didn't want to be in front of the camera.
Really? Why yeah. so?
Because I was raised by gangsters, so it's like you're more valuable as a ghost.
Moving silence. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not true in these day and age.
No, facts.
So, like, my wife, she made me come out and, like, get in front of the camera because I was helping people get from six figures to seven figures, from seven figures to eight figures, mm-hmm. but they ain't had the integrity like I had. So I got in front to really, you know, show them how to do it the right way without stealing, scamming, taking from anybody, doing anything, disservice, and being my authentic self the whole way through.
Yeah. No, I feel you. So, you know, when it comes to scamming, you know, you said scamming, you know, you're seeing a lot of that now, but I saw you.
It's been a lot of that.
It's, I don't know if it's coming more like known now. So like, how would you speak to that? Like, what would you say? Or like, how would you say somebody could get scammed?
Too many ways. I just say how not to get scammed, being very due diligent about whatever it is that you're doing. Don't just jump in. Most of the people that got scammed, I feel like they jumped into something because of a hype or something. Mm-hmm. And they rather go jump on the hype. They deserve to get scammed, right?
Really? You're
going to, yeah, you follow on the hype instead of the real.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you going to this person because what they wearing. Mm. Or what materialistic thing that you see them with.
Yeah.
Instead, this person really making a difference, but they don't look. Muhammad Ali said this back in the 50s. He said, as a black man, another black man with a Rolls Royce only going to talk to me if I got a Rolls Royce. It don't matter if my word is better. If I got a church, if my church don't got gold pews and gold this, nobody coming. My word could be better.
No, facts.
It's our people.
Yeah.
And so we have to move better. We have to get around better. We got to understand better. We got to stop chasing material things. And as long as you chase something that is not real, you're going to get something that's not real.
No, facts, yeah. Yeah. The laws of attraction, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when you was building up your team, like what are some qualities were you looking for to make
integrity,
sure?
Integrity.
Okay.
Loyalty. Obsessiveness.
Obsessiveness.
Yes.
Why that trait?
Because you got to be obsessed with whatever you're doing. Mm. If you ain't obsessed, I don't want to be around you. And I'm talking about obsessed with what you do.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Henry Ford method. Like, everything that we do is like a conveyor belt. Mm-hmm. Everybody, whatever you specialize in, that's what you do. I don't, like, make you do this. Now, if you specialize in editing, you just do editing.
Yeah.
If you specialize in shooting, you just do shooting. Like, keeping everything separate. But you got to be obsessed with learning, seeing what's ahead, what's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you speak to like people, because certain things I experienced being in the podcast game, right? You might have an editor or a shooter that wants to be you. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, that's the hardest. I mean, I think for me, every person that I work with, I already know that one day they got to spread their wings and fly. Mm. So I come with the mindset knowing that one day they will spread their wings and fly.
Okay.
You know, and my job is to help them the most I can, and I can't worry about. It's flattering to if somebody want to be you.
Okay,
it's flattering. I don't believe in competition.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give them the tools, and you want the person who actually build the most people last the longest anyway.
Okay, I like that. All right, no, you're right about that. It is a form of flattery. You know, I guess.
It could get expensive now.
Yeah. You know, because it's like, you don't be expecting it. Like, bro, I've had videographers mess up the footage. I'm like, yo, this is your stuff. Like, yeah. Why would you give me that? Like, I'm going to tag you or whatever the case may be in it. So it's like, what's up with that? Like, it just be tripping me out.
I think for me, man, it always been like that for my whole life. Like, I always been a leader.
Okay.
So everybody always looked up to me to make the right decisions.
Okay. So how do you know when to do something for free versus leverage a relationship?
If I'm doing it for free, that means I'm leveraging my relationship.
Okay.
Because I ain't just going to be doing nothing free unless I want to build with you.
Yeah.
Or like even for me, like I was part of a couple comedians. Some of the biggest online social media comedians are my friends. Mm. Right? The biggest of the biggest. You think you name them, they're my friends, right? And I seen something in them before anybody ever seen in them. Okay. And they still call me to this day, and I still look out for them. I don't believe in charging my friends.
Really?
Nah.
Wow, that's interesting. Why so?
Because if we got a relationship, I don't never want it to get tainted by money. Now, okay. I'll make you pay for the tools, but you would never pay for me. So you could pay for everything else, but you would never pay for me.
Okay, so like you would be there like directing the whole situation, yeah, but 100%. They're paying for the editor and everybody else to do.
Nah, I probably eat that cost depending on who they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on who they are and how long we into it. Like, because like even like one of my friends, like a few of them, they comedians, they got probably 15 million plus followers. And if I call them, they do it. Mm-hmm. Anytime I ever called them and need them for something, they did it.
Okay.
I'd rather do that than to charge you some pennies.
Yeah.
Now you gotta charge me and it may go be pennies.
Nah, facts. You know. I get what you're saying. So you're seeing the longer play.
Always did. I always see the big picture in everybody.
Yeah.
But that's why I say relationships. That's why I'd rather pay for relationships ahead of time, because I see the longevity, because I've been through this for so long. And I always see the little fish become the big fish. So I always treat people with the utmost respect, because you never know.
No, facts.
I don't care about what level you at today or what you got. I always treat you with the utmost respect.
Okay. So as you were rising up in the ranks, how did you keep yourself like level-headed?
Understanding my mission.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest thing. Like, if I don't make a difference, who will? My mama wasn't an entrepreneur. My daddy wasn't. My grandmama wasn't. My great-granddaddy. Nobody in my family was. So I knew at the age of 13, I got angel wings tatted on my back when I was 13. Okay. I knew I was going to be the guardian angel over my family. Mm. Right. And I think my mission and my purpose is stronger than anything else. But I value people.
Okay.
And so I say anybody who's not level headed become a hot air balloon. And you go get the rise of your head getting big, rising.
Yeah.
But as long as you stay grounded and know who you are and know what you're doing, I think you're gonna last the longest. And I already know I'm a leader. So leaders, we eat last anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather my people eat. Okay. I'd rather feed my people. I'd rather get in the field with my people, you know?
When did you realize you was a leader though? Where did you think
from the start? Like when I realized as a kid, like the car.
How did you realize that? You ripping, running in the streets, assault.
They listened.
Oh, okay. Like your crew.
Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. Cause I wouldn't make nobody do nothing I wouldn't do. And I'd be right with you. Now some shit was dumb. Some was smart. But at that age a lot was dumb. But okay. I think the biggest thing is just realizing that my thinking process, I always think to solve a problem. I don't think about the problem.
Okay. The solutionist.
Yeah, and I just treat people with respect.
Okay.
I think. And at a young age, the cards I was dealt, if you was an adult and you went through what I went through as a kid, you're a fool.
Facts.
The stuff I went through young, most of the adults couldn't go through that today. And I did that with no help, no guidance, no nothing. It was hard. And I have no sense of left or right.
Mm-hmm. So you think that helps you navigate through life now?
100%.
Because I see you on stages and, you know, speaking engagements. Like, what prepared you for that? Do you think that life prepared you for that?
Nah, I just think I'm talking about what I do. When I'm on these stages, it's content. And it's life and it's real. And I'm connecting with the people. I'm being honest.
Okay.
I'm being me. Like, I'm really just showing up being me.
So you ain't no practice, no?
No, I've always had raw talent. I say I'm like Nick Cannon, like in Drumline. Like, I could play it, but I don't know how to read it, you know?
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You know, but what I did do is I did go get training on how to sail from the stage.
Okay.
You know, and that's about it, not how to really talk. I already knew how to talk. But it's learning how to sail from the stage and getting people into a certain place,
So how different is selling from the stage versus selling like direct?
It's different. It's different because direct is one person.
Okay.
Right. And it's selling from stage, you're doing many people at one time. So you got the stuff you say got to connect with majority of the room at one time. See, this one person you can hear and what they're going through. So you can listen to their problems. But the room, you got to be in the right room.
No, facts, facts. Okay. So what kind of tips can you give from like selling from the stage?
I think the biggest thing is position yourself in the right rooms.
Okay, so you feel like you got to be in the right rooms.
Well, you got to position yourself in the right room. See, I don't go into no room that I can't serve.
Okay.
So if you got a room and what I do don't serve it, I'm going to deny it.
Mm. But how do you know the audience is going to buy what you're selling?
Because I know the audience.
So you do all of that research before you accept.
I know when whatever your event is, I know what you're doing. I'm studying you. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, you was on my hit list. That's how we even got to your room.
Yeah.
So, and then it's like, I'm listening to what you need and what your people need. I'm asking questions. And then another thing I do a lot of times when I speak, I ask for 30 days prior to speak to the audience. So basically like on a Zoom or something so I can.
Oh, so you can engage with it. Okay, no, that's smart. Okay, okay. So why do you think now people want content, but why you think people don't understand the quality or the importance to invest to get the content?
If they don't understand the points of investing in content, those not who I'm talking to. Mm. They still far behind. Because if you think about it, content been around since the Egyptians, right? I'm just being honest. You know, hieroglyphics is content, right?
Yeah, facts.
Every business grew because of marketing and content. Mm-hmm. It's no way they grew without it.
Yeah.
And so if you don't see the importance of content, that means your business ain't a business. It's still a hobby. You ain't bringing in leads. You ain't making sales. You ain't growing. You okay with being small and not scaling.
Yeah.
I ain't talking to you.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
You know, you probably did your own logo and just thought that was it. Like, you know, I ain't talking to you.
Nah, facts. No, man, you're so right about that because I tell people all the time the importance of being on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Having the content so you can repurpose it any type of way you want. Like, so people can see you, see your brand, so you can get out there. Well, some people, bro, I ain't know it's going to cost. Oh, my God. Like, yeah, this is an investment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to be willing to put in the investment and not see it as a charge. You see what I'm saying? But I also see that you out here tomorrow.
Yeah.
What you got going on? I see you're going to be on another stage.
So tomorrow I'll speak at an event. I'm speaking at an event every weekend into December something. Like, so every weekend I'm speaking. Different states, different situations. But tomorrow it's an event. Shout out to Kim Perryman. She got an event for event planners, you know. So I'm coming there teaching them content.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
Right now we just scaling our agency and we just focus on really helping a lot of minority business professionals scale, you know, using content, probably get back into shooting movies, just really serving the most people as possible when it comes to content.
Okay. So how do you know what your passion is? Like, how did you find it?
It saved my life. It found me.
Okay.
Yeah, it found me. You know, and most people, like if it's somebody listening that maybe haven't discovered their passion, it's there, you just ain't paid attention to it. So what I want you to do is think about something that you love to do and that you will be willing to do for free, but that can serve the most people.
No, facts.
And do it.
How much hours did you put in for the free?
Man, I pay my dues. It's uncalculated because I'm still paying dues in different situations.
Okay.
You know, I don't really like, man, if I can help, I can help.
Okay.
That's how I be looking
you
at
said
it.
You an A, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I got a reason to come out there, man, get some man,
you
content.
Been, you should have been had a reason to come to the A. That's I where know, everybody at.
I know, man. Were you at InvestFest?
I went one day. I went Friday because I didn't want to be around all the people.
Okay. I saw a clip that was up where I think it was the end where they were like throwing
Smitty and all them, man. I don't know why Smitty a hot mess, man. Shout out my guy Smitty.
I thought I saw my guy David Shands out there throwing some bread
Shands
too.
Shands was right next to Smitty. I don't think it was real money. I think it was okay. I think it was a promotional dollars or something.
But what do you think about that? Do you think that's like, because one of my associates was saying it's kind of an embarrassment to the culture?
Man, that's the culture. What they do it at the strip clubs every week, right?
Yeah. But what he was saying was like, okay, you know, we're trying to teach financial literacy. So if we're trying to teach financial literacy and we out here pretending or even viral? Acting like we're, I think it did.
All right.
So do you think, okay, so do you think those, regardless of whether the impact of the content, it's okay?
If it's going to make a change, if it's going to make a difference somehow, it's a win. If it's going to be negative or positive, it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a conversation. Is it going to make the event be better next year? Is it going to make the right, they going to have stipulations on things? Or is it going to, is anything that can stir up conversation can make a change. I'd rather make a change.
So you're okay with like pushing the button?
You got to push the button.
Okay.
If you don't detonate the bomb, who will?
Yeah. Okay, so you think that was like a play for them to get just people?
I don't think it was intentional, but I yeah. Right? I don't think it was intentional, but I think that is things gonna change.
Yeah. I think we're going into that path, right? I mean, I tell people all the time, like, yo, look, man, we're stepping into a space of financial literacy where we're trying to become aware of it, all these terms, and because everybody was trying to get on Grant Cardone when he said how he had to talk to our people in like street terms.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna front. I ain't know the word aggregate until I started getting into real estate. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, we can't really get offended when they address us certain ways when this is how we act as a people.
Yeah, I think our people just gotta really, you know, understand that we the only culture that act like this.
No facts.
But we also the only culture that don't own nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We also the only culture that rather hate each other than build with each other.
No facts.
You know, and I know, you know, people say it goes back to the Willie Lynch and it goes back to systematic stuff.
Yeah.
But I reprogram myself, right? And so we can reprogram ourselves, but we got to be wanting to, and we got to be willing to. Yeah. And sometimes it'd be sad because our culture don't see the value in us and we want to save and serve our culture. And sometimes it hurts. And that's why we see some people go to different cultures and take their talents over there because our people don't appreciate it.
No, that's so
and,
true.
And my goal is to help our people as much as I can because we are the culture.
Yes.
We are what the world emulates. When I went to China, they dressing like us, talking like us, they listen to our music. That's how I even got there.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? Because of that. And it's like all around the world, they emulate us, but we don't see the value in us.
Yeah. No, that's big facts. You know how I see it? You ever saw Free Guy?
Mm-mm.
There's a movie on, I think it's on Netflix.
Is it new or something?
Nah, it's I think it's a few years back. So basically it was a video game that gained consciousness, you know, but during the movie, there were people that were basically NPCs, non-playable characters. So I think that's, we have people like that today where like, you see the consciousness that you have, especially where you came out of, not everybody's gonna have that. And sometimes I just think we gotta be okay with that. You know what I mean? Like not exerting extra energy towards people that probably ain't gonna get it anyway because their processor is not on.
It's not processing.
Yeah. It ain't downloading like that. You know? So that's how, to me, I feel like environment is so key. So where did you have to put yourself and position yourself as you was leveling up?
Every level was different. You know, I say it's lifelong learning, right? So I'm always the student of the game. You know, I read a lot. I study a lot. My household is like that. You know what I'm saying? We push education. My kids is extremely smart.
Okay, you have kids.
Yeah, I got a 4-year-old and I got a 2-year-old, you know.
Okay, so you're a new dad.
Yeah, but I feel like I've been a dad because I've been supporting people for a long time. But my daughter, she's 4. Her name is Journey. My son, he's 2. His name is Legacy because we are on a journey to help people build their legacy.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we got the power to make a difference. It's just about who's willing to make the sacrifices to make the difference.
No, facts.
I'm willing.
Okay. So do you think not having like a father figure, do you think that is going to kind of interrupt your daddy duties?
No, I think it made them way better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't even look at it like, oh, I ain't have a father, I ain't have a mother. Mm-hmm. I just be like, yo, I know what I don't want. Mm. I know I don't want to take 30 years before my kids understand entrepreneurship.
No, facts.
Right. Even for me, like when I bought my house in a prestige zip code. Mm-hmm. All my neighbors are Jewish. And so my kids will never be inferior by no other race because they get to grow up with them.
Hold on. You said your neighbors are Jewish?
All my neighbors are Jewish.
But so your kids are growing up not seeing their race, right?
Nope, not true.
Are they seeing, are you around the black Jews or Israelites? Or
No.
Are you one with the turban, with the long?
No, not like that, just regular. But we in a diverse city.
Oh, okay.
So it's all diversity, right? See, mm-hmm. I come from where it's only black people.
Yeah.
And so we inferior by any other race.
Okay.
So my kids will never be inferior by any other race. They'll never allow nobody to, just because they're skin tone, you think they better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So how soon do you think you will introduce like financial literacy to them?
It's already in there.
Really?
Yeah, my daughter already an entrepreneur. She already be selling stuff. She started at probably like, I want to say 2.5. She was selling fake ice cream to the neighbors for $25. Fake ice cream, she get the scoop back.
Okay, right? Okay.
Get real money, yeah, but get yeah, the yeah. scoop back.
Okay.
Yeah, and she understand business. She understands.
That's what's up, bro.
She do chores every week. She get paid. She understand that she got to do this. She understand money, right?
You doing chores? What kind of chores is she doing that too?
Well, she 4 now.
Is she 4 now? Okay.
Yeah, but what she always did was make her bed, read a book, do her affirmations, take a bath, make her bed up, straighten her room up.
Yeah. Okay, you got her doing affirmations? That is 100%. So dope. Bro, that is so dope. Okay, so there's going to be some change for the youth.
It's already there.
Okay, no, I like that. Do you got them? What kind of music you got them listening
to? My kids started with Beethoven, jazz. They already started out. Like, they started in the womb, 100%.
Okay. What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Okay, all right. You're ahead of the game. You might have been a pharaoh back in the day in your past life.
I come from bloodlines of kings.
Okay, so you did your, like, DNA?
It's deeper than that.
Okay, you're Israelite or?
Nah.
Oh, okay, I don't know. You know,
God
know.
Body.
God. Okay. I like that, man. Yo, this was dope, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Continue on your journey. You doing awesome. I love it.
Man, I really want to thank you because for you to stop your day.
Yeah.
To make this happen, I really want to let you know I appreciate that. You ain't have to do that. It could have been like click, click. But I just want to let you know I'm beyond grateful, King. And we locked in.
I appreciate that, man. I like that. You know what I mean? No. I'm big on energy. Yeah. And I feel like I tell people all the time, your energy speaks before you do.
Yeah.
So you was on some superstar, not saying you was acting like superstar, but when I was at the Wealth Connect, I saw how people was I was like, yo, I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, that's how it be.
But I saw how people was gravitating to you, and I was like, yo, who's this cat? And you didn't act like Hollywood.
Nah, I was with the people.
Yeah, like you was in the mist.
I didn't go to eat with the bougie people. Nah.
You didn't go on the yacht?
I went to the yacht, but I didn't I didn't stay away from the people. I was with the people. And I ate with the regular people. I treated everybody the same.
Yeah.
And even because when I spoke, were you there when I spoke?
Was that the second day?
Yeah.
No. I only went the first day.
Oh, that's why you missed me speak.
Yeah. I missed that, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I ran it up.
Oh, so you was there when Ross was there?
Yeah, Ross, yeah.
Okay.
I ain't take no picture with him. I don't know him.
That's dope. So you don't even get like starstruck.
Nah.
So who are some of the people that you worked with that don't make you get that way though?
It's just people. I just treat people with respect.
Okay. I like that, man.
I'm gonna say this story. I don't really share this story, right?
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Birdman once upon a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I met Bird, we was in a room. It was about 50 people, right?
Yeah.
And I was telling him the video concept and everything. And he asked me, was it gonna be women? I told him no. The whole room froze.
Yeah, you turned Birdman, no?
He a man. I looked him in his eye, told him nah. I ain't gonna lie, that was like the longest 10 seconds ever. but he said, man, it gotta be women. And then he said, I really love, like, love, you gonna be big because I didn't fumble. I didn't flinch. I didn't hesitate. And everybody in the room was shook because they were like, nobody tell him no. I didn't see it in my vision.
Yeah,
it ain't in my vision. It ain't in my vision. But I treat everybody the same, man.
That's dope.
I don't care how much money you got. I don't care about material stuff you got. You are a man. I am a man. I will never disrespect you, and I won't put you above people.
No, facts. So who are you looking up to in the game? Like the Hype Williams?
No, I look up to Jesus.
Okay, right. Ain't no wrong with that, man.
Yeah, I look up to Jesus. Like, I don't look up to, like, humans.
Okay. No, you're right, bro. I got to get that under control, because I ain't going to front.
I respect people, though.
Yeah.
But I ain't looking up. I'm already short, so technically, I be, you know, technically. But mentally, I see what people do, and I salute them. Like, I'm one person, like, man, I cheer you on. Like, in your face, behind your back, with you, next to you, I cheer my people on.
Yeah. You give them your flowers.
100%. And I'm riding with them.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. No, I got to work on that. I ain't even going to lie. Yeah. When I was at the podcast summit and I saw Earn Your Leisure, I ain't going to front. I had a little, you know, cheerleader moment going. I ain't make the connect.
Yeah, but it's not wrong with that. It's not wrong with that. I think it's just, you know, people have no other thing but to respect you. So I kind of make it happen. Like, you got to respect me.
No, facts.
Ain't no other way. But
it's that Aries energy, man.
Not just I'm human. Yeah. And I know my value. I know who I am. I know what I stand for.
Yeah.
And if you don't respect me now, you gonna respect me one of these days.
You're gonna
see it. I ain't stopping.
Nah, facts.
I ain't stopping.
Okay, bro. Well, let everybody know where they can find you at, man.
You can find me on social media at Dontel Antonio, not Donatello, right? But Dontel, Dontell. And if you need help with your content, I want to give you a free content growth strategy session. You can go to createmycontent.com and let's scale your business.
Okay, no, that's dope, bro. Shoot, I'm going to definitely tap in with you when I get to the A, you know what I mean?
Yes.
No, facts.
I appreciate you, King.
No, no doubt, bro. Yo, if you like everything you see, you fucking with it, make sure you hit that link below. Subscribe. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Great, and we out of here.
Yeah.